AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the UN Climate Summit gets started in Paris, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says pledges by governments to cut global warming aren't enough.
The time is now to act. We don't have any time to waste. Then leaders should bear and feel moral and political responsibility for humanity.
Meantime, France's interior minister says 174 protesters are in detention, facing possible charges after clashing with riot police in Paris leading up to the summit. Marches are banned in Paris under the state of emergency imposed after the terror attacks there 2 weeks ago. The mayor of Colorado Springs, Colorado, is calling the man accused in the Planned Parenthood shooting a domestic terrorist. John Southers says it's tough to keep high-powered weapons out of the hands of potential domestic terrorists.
One of the things we don't do very well is identify these people, sometimes with mental health problems, and prevent their access to weapons.
Southers was on ABC's This Week. A law enforcement official who wasn't authorized to speak publicly about the investigation, quote, suspect Robert Deere is saying there's no more baby parts after his arrest. A man in custody following a shooting death of a police officer outside of Pittsburgh. Police say there was a six-hour manhunt leading up to the capture of Ray Shetler Jr. Officer Lloyd Reed was shot and killed responding to a report of a domestic dispute. Police in Western Ohio say an armed man ordered a highway patrol trooper out of his car before the trooper shot him to death. In the Central African Republic, Pope Francis called on Christian and Muslim factions to lay down their weapons and instead arm themselves with peace and forgiveness. Pope spoke at an altar in the cathedral in the capital city. This is AP Radio News. Clemson remains number one in the AP college football poll.
The 12-0 Tigers pick up 53 of the 61 first-place votes after holding off South Carolina. The other eight go to second-ranked Alabama, which wrapped up the SEC West title with a win over Auburn. Oklahoma jumped two spots to number three after a commanding 58-23 win over Oklahoma State. The next three spots go to the Big Ten with unbeaten Iowa at number four, followed by Michigan State and Ohio State. Stanford moves up six spots to number seven, followed by North Carolina, Notre Dame, and Florida State. I'm Jim Militello.
Kensington Palace has released two photos of six-month-old Princess Charlotte. They were taken by Mom, the Duchess of Cambridge. Charlotte is wearing a Liberty print dress and pink cardigan and is playing with a cuddly dog toy. The photos were released to thank well-wishers for all the warm messages about Princess Charlotte the royal family has received since her birth back in May. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.